And so when you're not spending time here in the shop, what kind of things do you like to do for fun?
For fun, actually, I don't know, lately I just feel that I haven't been able to do a lot of things for fun, because in Bhutan we have a lot of social obligations. So, I'm not saying that those obligations are not fun.
So what kind of obligations are these?
Like, in Bhutan, if we have, you know, when somebody, out here in Bhutan is like, I think when there's, when somebody has died in the family, or even not in, in your family, but even in a friend's, or even an acquaintance, then normally people who know them have to sort of visit them,
yeah,
at least once.
Yeah.
And that is, I think it's actually a very beautiful custom, because you don't even really have to know the people very well. But then people just go there to sort of give their condolence and a little bit of help.
Yeah. Help in the form of money, usually?
Yes, sometimes it's money, or you take, you take oil for butter lamps,
yeah,
or you
yeah.
offer, you know, anything that would help in the process of the death ceremony.
Yeah. So when you say you have a lot of social obligations, are you implying that a lot of people are dying?
So, Yes, I think lately most of my obligations have been going and visiting people who have, you know. Then, of course, we have the promotions. If anyone is promoted, then you go and visit them, or
yeah.
somebody is, you know.
Yeah.
And when I'm talking about family obligations out here, is because our families are huge, and we get in, you know, we meet each other very often.
Yeah.
And then there's always something to do that's connected with somebody's promotion or somebody's birth or death or, you know,
yeah,
things
yeah.
like that.
Do you sometimes wish that you had more time to yourself?
Yes, maybe. I don't know. I think lately I've just noticed a certain trend, which I think all my friends and most people have noticed here, in Thimphu especially, is that life is becoming a little bit hectic here.
Yeah.
In comparison to what it was about, say, 10, 15 years ago. 10, 15 years ago, sometimes when I think back and I feel, my God, like I had so much of free time then.
Wow.
But this could also be because I've taken on the added responsibility of being, you know, the chairperson of the Handicraft
yeah.
Association of Bhutan.
Okay.
So that has also been taking up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
In just trying to set up the association in the first place and
yeah.
then getting things moving. So,
but you've noticed that life in Thimphu, at least, has become much faster.
It has become much faster,
yeah.
much.
And in what ways?
That's what we're all trying to figure out. Because we all feel that we were working before, we were doing things before, but somehow, I don't know why, maybe there are more meetings to attend, more workshops to attend, more things happening,
yeah.
maybe more people dying. Like, you know, like I said, there are more, you know, I mean, we've... Our acquaintance, the number of people that we know has now become more.
Yeah.
So more people getting promoted, more people, you know.
Do you think this is just a factor of growing older, and older people have more obligations than younger people? Or do you think it's actually Bhutan that's changing?
I think maybe Bhutan is changing a bit.
Mm.
And maybe it's also partly because I'm getting older, so yeah. I have more obligations because of that.
Yeah, interesting.
But...
Go ahead.
Yes, but I think Thimphu is changing.
Yeah. Do you think for the better or for the worse?
In some ways for the better. Before, Thimphu was a very small town. I mean, everybody knew everybody, and you could not, like, you know, sort of do anything without anybody knowing.
Yeah.
But now I think that is not there. I mean, a lot of people that have moved in here, you know, from different areas, and... The number of people living here, I think initially, in the beginning, if I remember, about 20 years back, there must have been just about 40,000 or something,
yeah.
but now we've reached maybe a lakh.
How many people now?
About a lakh. That's about 100,000.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that word, a lakh.
I'm
okay.
sorry, a lakh,
that's
I think
okay.
it's...
100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been traveling a lot around Bhutan, and I hear a lot of people talking about Thimphu like this promised land. You
yes.
know, like, oh, I'll go to Thimphu and all my problems will be solved. Do you see that in people's minds a lot here?
Yes, I think there are a lot of people now who are moving in from the rural areas mm-hmm. looking for work and, you know, coming here. Because the opportunities they feel are much more here.
Yeah. And do you think that their dreams and expectations are usually met when they get here, or not?
I think not. It depends, I think. I feel that right now in Bhutan, if you're willing to work hard, there's always opportunities.
Yeah.
It's not that, you know, even if you're willing to work and, you know, there are no opportunities.
Yeah.
Right now in Bhutan, if you're willing to work, there are opportunities here.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I think all of us know, and we Bhutanese on the whole are basically quite laid-back people.
Yeah.
We are not, you know, we're not particularly hardworking.
Yeah.
And I think because that's also because life has been easy for most Bhutanese. If you'll have noticed that we don't have really, you know, people who are starving or, you know, people who don't have homes, we don't have many of that.
Yeah.
So it's only, but I think things will get harder for people.
Yeah. Mainly
because jobs are going to be less, and but if you're willing to work, there are a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.